the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The BBC Sounds app is beginning to be made available outside the UK. We don't yet see it in Australia. It'll replace the BBC iPlayer radio app. BBC Sounds is the broadcaster's own app and contains many exclusive shows. It was launched in the UK in June 2018. Ofcom, the UK media regulator, is, meanwhile, reviewing BBC Sounds amid claims it's unfairly damaging competition. Amazon has released a new set of its Echo smart speakers. The release doesn't mention podcasts at all. Meanwhile, Amazon Music has now sent emails to podcasters who submitted their shows, saying their podcasts are now available on the service. But some podcasters outside of the UK, US, Germany, and Japan have contacted PodNews saying that they're unable to see their listings. The Podcast Academy's membership price goes up on October the 1st. Our editor is a member. You should be too. The Academy will also shortly announce categories and nominees for the Academy's first annual awards ceremony. We're hoping for a Best Daily Podcast News podcast category, which obviously is going to be ours. Spotify has signed a first look deal with Chernin Entertainment to take a look at taking their podcasts into TV and music, and TV and movies, I should say. WME has signed similar deals with other podcast networks, including PRX and Crooked Media. Universal signed with Wondery last year. Spotify has also launched Listen Alike, which compares what you listen to on the platform to artists, podcasters, and celebrities if you're in the UK and US. Almost 2 years after the release of the Rodecaster Pro, Zoom has announced their competitor product, the PodTrack P8, which will be available from November for $499. We'll link to a fancy video from the company in our show notes and our newsletter today. How successful can podcast advertising be? We hear that mobile game Best Fiends used the podcast sponsorship platform Podcorn to get 100 podcasters to talk about their app. The resulting 500 host reads generated over 9 million episode listens. This weekend is the virtual Podcast Maker Weekend. You can pay what you can for a series of podcasting workshops. Sounder, a podcast platform, is a year old. They write about what they've learnt. And Scripps, who sold Stitcher to SiriusXM in July for $325 million, has spent $2.65 billion buying a bunch of TV stations, 71 to be exact, in the US. And in podcast news, if you'd like an academic discussion about Joe Rogan, allow us to point you to On the Media, which released an episode last week earnestly deconstructing Rogan's show. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.